Morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here. Celeste Headlee is on assignment on this Friday. You know, I was looking at some numbers out of Washington as we followed the budget-cutting debate. The U.S. has spent an estimated $400 billion on the war in Afghanistan. That's what we're told. We're building a democratic nation in Afghanistan. Well, what's the Taliban doing? They've been at it for about the same amount of time. Their nation-building process has been going on maybe longer than NATO's. It's notably not democratic. It certainly costs less than $400 billion, but what's been achieved in Afghanistan? Joining us is Malalai Joya. She's the author of the memoir, A Woman Among Warlords, which is newly out in paperback. She was elected to Afghanistan's National Assembly in 2005. She was dismissed in 2007. Malalai, good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
You know, there's so many headlines around the world of nation building and pro-democratic forces in Egypt and Tunisia and places around the world. The people of Afghanistan have been at it trying to build a nation for much longer even than the current war. How would you describe the challenges of building a real government in Afghanistan now more than 10 years after the U.S. war began?
After 9/11 tragedy, and U.S. and NATO, they pushed us from the frying pan into the fire, replaced the fundamentalist Taliban with terrorist fundamentalist Northern Alliance, who are photocopy of each other.
The Northern Alliance.
The Northern Alliance, right. Who did committed many crimes in the past from 92 to 96, and alone in Kabul killed more than 65,000 innocent civilians. You can see Human Rights Watch website, Amnesty International, and many books has been written about them. They are well-known criminals, but with suit and tie imposed on our people. That's why today in Afghanistan, even we do not have caricature of democracy. We have a cartoon of democracy, but with bloody hands. And now
you call it a curtain of democracy?
Yeah, with bloody hands.
Right.
Yeah, and now the situation day by day goes from worse to worse, and negotiating now with the Taliban, these terrorists as well. If they come in power, Mullah Omar and Gulbuddin Hekmati, our situation will be more bloody, more disastrous, especially for the women.
You're describing Gulbuddin Hekmatyar, who, of course, is an Islamist in Afghanistan, who's been around since the Soviet invasion, was given lots and lots of U.S. money. He's estimated to have taken maybe $1 billion of U.S. aid. Malalai Joya, as a member of parliament for a while in Afghanistan, you're describing a situation where democratic institutions are almost a cynical joke for the people of Afghanistan because it really doesn't confront the tribal rivalries inside the country. Has democracy been a bitter pill for the people of Afghanistan?
You know, elementary meaning of democracy is government of people for people. But the enemies of these values, enemies of democracy, women rights, human rights, they are in power with the mask of democracy. So, and also, as my country under the banner of women rights, human rights, democracy has been occupied. Democracy never came by occupation. And by bombing our wedding parties, by massacres, when you see Barack Obama's administration, unfortunately, has foreign policy not only similar like Bush administration, even for my people, even more dangerous than Bush.
So you refer to the civilian casualties from the drone attacks, something that Hamid Karzai, the president of Afghanistan, has expressed frustration to President Obama. What would you tell President Obama if you had an audience with him about what should happen in Afghanistan?
You know, first, of course, I will say on behalf of my people that end this brutal war as soon as possible, this occupation that is tens of thousands of civilians, most of them women and children, they were the victims. And Karzai himself is a shameless puppet man that without White House, he's doing nothing without permission of the White House. So foreign policy of Barack Obama, right now when you see this 2 years, the result of the surge of troops was more massacre, more tragedies, more pain for my people. And also he's inviting these terrorists, Mullah Omar and also Gulbuddin Hekmatyar, to join this puppet Carab mafia regime of Karzai. And he's expanding the war in Afghanistan, in Iraq, Pakistan, Yemen, now Libya.
So the regime in Kabul is a mafia regime.
Mafia,
The surge has been a failure, in your view. The occupation should end tomorrow. Wouldn't that hand an opportunity to the Taliban to simply return to doing what they did before September 11th, 2001?
I think the Taliban, this 10 years, already they had the support of their godfathers. I mean, mainly CIA, through Pakistan government, ISI, still support them.
ISI, and, Secret Service in Pakistan.
And also, one member of the parliament is Talib, member of the Senate is Talib, chief district of Musa Kala, a killer Talib, foreign minister of the Taliban, ambassador of the Taliban with bloody hands, have good life in Kabul.
So there are already Taliban in the government.
Already they are in power. Only Mullah Omar, this extremist terrorist that always through mainstream media, they put dust in the eyes of justice-loving people around the world, be negotiating with moderate Talib.
So let's before we go, we've got about a minute. What is the role for you to stand up? And you've been called the bravest woman in Afghanistan. What is the role for you to stand up and confront these forces that are really denying your country democratic freedoms?
I do my responsibility on behalf of my people, but now my people, all of us, democratic-minded, few parties we have, modern parties, intellectuals, all our people, they're squashed between three powerful enemies. When the occupation forces leave Afghanistan, that even they are not only bombing, killing civilians, they are making fun with the dead bodies of our people. And when they leave, we will face two internal enemies. That the positive point is that our people hate the Taliban, not the warlords. At least the backbone of the warlords in Taliban will break. They will not be more powerful that to eliminate more democratic-minded
people. Give the
people
a chance, is your message. Give the people of Afghanistan a chance.
This is the only nation can liberate themselves.
Malalai Joya is the author of the memoir, A Woman Among Warlords. She's from Afghanistan, was elected to the National Assembly in 2005. She lives in Kabul at the end of a three-week trip here.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thank
you. You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.